And with a quick turn, skipper Alex Dock slams it in.
Here's Lindegaard making Forrest back pedal. Davis looking to help it into the path of Morris. He's found him via the deflection. It's Aaron Davis. He could win it. He probably has won it for Yeovil.
Oh, and it's an opening goal. What a start. Madden, after just 6 minutes, gives Yeovil the lead.
Stansfield, good turn away from Trott. Goal!
Hello and welcome to the Glovers Cast, the only podcast dedicated to the National League South champions, Yeovil Town Football Club. After 259 days, Yeovil finished their title-winning campaign on Saturday at Dover Athletic, finishing the season with 95 points, 29 wins and 81 goals scored. I'm Ian. Ben's here.
You have prepped that intro. That's what I know. You wrote that down and you read that. It was very nice. I loved it. I love a prepped intro. Well done, sir.
Thank you. And Dave's here too. The only madman to make the trip to Dover. Oh,
there were plenty of mad men and mad women there who'd also made the journey as well. But yes, I was among them. I certainly was.
I think I was just about to say that's the only thing that really matters. I'd like a full, you've got 1 hour to dissect this burger. Have at it, sir.
Okay. So they've cut it down to one outlet. There was at least two, possibly three when we went there in the COVID season. So it was a difficult to find, but I did manage to find it because it was the other side of the bar in the ground. But yes, the Crabble Burger, I have to say, it was everything I remembered it being. It was double patty. It was a floured roll. And I seem to remember that being, is that not such a good thing? I think I said once that it was a brioche roll. This was definitely floured. So it's a floured roll. It was a few bits of bacon in there, some onions, and then some cheese slices. I think the cheese slices were the only bit that took the edge off me a little bit, because they were, just sort of like thrown on top. So it was like eating cheese slices, which isn't an unpleasant experience in itself. But that was probably the bit that a bit more effort could have been. But maybe if I wasn't such a fat pig and didn't eat it within seconds of getting my hands on it, maybe the cheese would have melted a little bit more. But yeah, I have to say, I thought it was top draw. I had a number of people say that they'd also tried it and they were fans. I managed to spill some of it down my trousers. So
that's what they all say, Dave. Yeah. You can hide it as much as you like. It's what they all say.
Someone said to me, what's the structural integrity of that burger, won't you? And I said, what do you mean? Because you're wearing most of it. So, which was a slight exaggeration. But structural integrity was I thought, pretty good as well. So I only had one person say to me that they thought it was all right. All right was as critical as it got, I thought. But yeah, so is that enough?
That's it. Can we wrap it up there? I think that's us done. Should we chat next week?
Okay, yeah.
Excellent. See you later. Thanks ever so much. Cheers, guys.
Cheers. Thank you.
Hang on. We played football.
Oh, yeah. There was football, wasn't there? We played football.
I think we won.
We did. Yeah. No, definitely goals. I remember there were goals.
Yeah.
There was definitely an own goal as well. I can see all of the score services attributing this to Jay Falston, and as much as I love Jay Falston, I've got nothing against the man whatsoever. That is not his goal. It's never his.
I was semi paying attention, and I had the
most people in the ground were, but yeah.
I was semi paying attention, and I had opened the in play service from my employers on my screen, and they have white footballs for goals and red footballs for own goals, and it was a red football.
Was it?
Yeah. That came up. So who is the own goal attributed to, the goalkeeper or a defender?
I think it's the goalkeeper. Have you seen it? There was a Twitter
kind of, yeah.
Video which we, I mean, it was you could see it, but the keeper, yeah, basically sort of punches it, pats it into his own net. I mean, highlights of just people just given up now, haven't they? Yeah. I think Dan was there with the HP source cam, so I imagine it will appear on there at some point. But yeah, it was. The goalkeeper's own goal, I think.
Goalkeeper doesn't want it.
No.
Jay Folston probably does.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that thinks maybe we should just give it to Jay Folston.
Maybe.
Here's something I've noticed.
Sure, it's up to us.
Well, no. I mean, I'm not part of the dubious goals committee.
Okay.
I don't know if you are, but, you know.
In fact, after recent decisions, I think the three of us could do a better job than the National League, so...
The National League probably doesn't know that game happened.
No.
they're probably going to award the 3 points to Dover at some point in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, Dave. You spend a lot of time saying you couldn't really see it when we ask you about what...
I couldn't miss that. It's right in front of me. Yeah. I'm gonna say it's an own goal. I think the goalkeeper knocks it in. I don't know the exact laws of the game, but I thought Dylan Morgan's against Dartford was an own goal as well. So I'm saying that one's definitely an own goal.
I'd like to make a point about Jay Folston, if I can, because it's something I've noticed over the past couple of weeks through all the pictures, all the celebration pictures, all of the pictures that Gary's done for us. I don't think I've yet to see that man have a single hair out of place on his head.
No.
In the middle of action, he could be jumping for a ball, he could be heading a ball, he could be mid-tackle, he could be mid-celebration. Hair, always perfect.
Yeah, I've noticed how he often goes up for a header as if he's going to head the ball and then decides to duck down so that it goes out for a throw-in because he knows positionally the ball is going to carry on. So I wonder if there's a bit of...
And he doesn't want to mess his
hair up. Doesn't want to mess his hair up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe he's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline. Who knows?
Is that an ad?
Available for sponsorships.
And snuck a secret Maybelline ad in without
saying. I'll source you a promo code. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Like the football thing? Do we need to talk about the football thing? Dylan Morgan.
Yeah, we should.
Dylan Morgan, good.
Yes. What we've
learned, right?
Yeah. No, Dylan Morgan. I mean, so there were moments, there were flashes of, I mean, Dover, I think, had probably just given up, and I don't blame them for that at all. I'd have given up.
I kind of thought you said you were going to say, I think Dover might go down.
Yeah, I think, that too. Their fans. I believe they might go down, yeah. Their fans were singing, how shit must you be? It's only 1-0 when we scored, and then 2-0, 3-0, etc. They'd given up. We obviously had quite a, I don't know, there were a fair few players in there that had played some good minutes, weren't there? Josh Hours started the game, so he had a decent game. I mean, in between those flashes of ability, it was basically just like passing practice for us as I could say, and maybe a little bit of defending practice as well. I'll do the old Arsene Wenger and say I couldn't see the goal that we conceded, which I think was basically the last kick of the game. But at no point did they ever look like they were going to do anything. When they were shooting towards where the away fans were, on the one occasion they did get in, the lad just banged it high and wide and not so handsome. So, it was pretty routine, I would have thought.
And understandably so. Yeah. Like, I'm guessing, again, I was semi-paying attention to the radio and Ollie and Sheridan were having a wonderful time. They were thoroughly enjoying themselves, just enjoying an afternoon out watching football. But I get the feeling that the tackles weren't particularly fierce. If a ball got overrun, it wasn't necessarily every sinew being strained to go and get the ball. Not that I'm having a pop at any of this, because I would absolutely be phoning it in right now. But it just had a bit of a pre-season feel to it. Is that right?
Yeah, when you can, you know, those moments where you can hear the players quite clearly shouting at each other, that just screams pre-season. And it was quite a nice day as well. So obviously, I don't see bad weather anyway because I'm a very positive person. I can't see rain or anything like that. I'm gonna say I can't see wind, but yeah, you can't see wind. So, where was I?
I have
Yeah, it
no
was
idea.
no Dover, I
Don't
think. Yeah. So yeah, it was quite pre-seasoning. But on the Dylan Morgan point, you know, he did well. There were other opportunities that he had to. I don't think he ever came like agonizingly close to getting a third. But I thought both of his goals, and I speak from the benefit of having seen them from someone who'd filmed them on the phone from the end that they were scored at. Were both very clinical finishes, I thought. Very arriving in the right place, you know, cut back. First one was cut back by Sam Pearson, second one by Alex Fisher. Alex Fisher did very well to set that goal up as well. But both goals I thought were, yeah, just ruthless, like a modern day Frank Lampard, that kind of finish.
Mark Cooper said, didn't he, after that, Dylan's desperate to be a footballer, I
Yeah.
think was his quote. It's I think we've not really seen the best of him probably to the last couple of games. He hasn't really been in the team too much. Sort of bit part performances here and there, but I mean, yeah, he's finished the season with a couple of big performances, and going into next season, you think it'll be a good should be a good one for us. Upper level.
I think like he's n next season we're going to need more significant depth in certain areas, and it's not going to be about being a bit part player. It's going to be about playing your role, and having someone like that who can be quite exciting, can get on the ball, can make things happen, can get in the right places at the right time. If you have a spell where a Jordan Young isn't on it, someone else is going to have to step up. In this division, you can get away with it. With Jordan Young maybe not being on it for two or three games, you get away with it. Not sure we can get away with it without having the relevant backup in the division above. But Dylan Morgan, I think, is showing that he can provide that. And if Sam Pearson can do something similar, if he remains with us, you start to see that fully fit, flying, in form, you've suddenly got two, three, four people in those very key areas that it's the role that Mark Cooper has based this entire season around. It's those attacking players in behind the one. And so for me, to have more players like that sounds great to me. Sounds absolutely great to me. So chuff for him. And we mentioned it a couple of podcasts ago about a couple of lads. Forster might be one. He might be one where they go part-time to full-time. You need a proper pre-season in you to finish that adjustment off. And they'll both get that next season. And I think we'll be more all the better for it.
Yeah, he's got a touch of the. We're talking to a couple of people on the terrace about Jake Wannell, where in his first few games for us, I remember there was particularly that Truro one where he scored. He was very wobbly, wasn't he? And he had a few wobbly performances, and you thought, oh God, is this lad gonna be gonna is the big lad gonna be all right? But he's obviously, you know, he's turned out to be. I won't preempt any forthcoming awards season, but he's gone on to be a very good player. So
Thought you were going to start singing, Dave.
well, no, that ship has sailed into the
Oh.
night.
It departed Dover.
It didn't depart though, you know, it might have been on the River Thames on Saturday night, I think. But yeah, so and I agree with you about Morgan, get a pre-season into him. Give him a few more opportunities. He could turn out to be another Jake Warner. He could turn out to be a regular starter, I think. I think he's got that in him.
Let's talk about the supporters. Obviously, you were one of them, Dave, but Mark Cooper very complimentary of the travelling bunch, and how well we've travelled this season. What was the sort of atmosphere like in the Was there an away end? Was this one segregated, or were you able to move?
No,
on?
It wasn't segregated. So to start with, for some reason, the majority of the over fans gathered in front of the or behind the goal. That would be weird if they gathered in front of it, wouldn't they? But gathered behind the goal where Joe Day was in the first half. So I found myself down there, but there were definitely pockets of green spread around the ground. So there was it was difficult to tell exactly how many were there, and I didn't hear an attendance at all, let alone an attendance.
990.
990. Well, I mean, I'd estimate there are probably a couple of hundred there. From and quite a number of them have come from Yeovil as well, obviously. But yeah, they were in. I think towards the end, it was we were in far better spirits. Man, people quite quickly when half time pushed a bit closer, went to find the bar, and it might say something about the level of and the speed of service in the bar that it took people quite a while to come back out again, because but by the time we got to about the hour mark, it picked up, and it was quite lively. All the usual chants. We were in the a pub called the Cricketer's Arms before the game, and there were some Dover fans in there, and that was that got very rowdy on a few occasions. So in a positive way, there was a definite mutual hatred of Weymouth going around the whole place. So
good to hear.
So even though they're very long way from Weymouth, they definitely not fans as well. And then they started singing about all the clubs that they hate, which is basically any club that's in Kent, I think. Maidstone, Dartford, Bromley, I think they were singing about at one point, which apparently is in Kent, but yeah.
We didn't don't go like any Bromley for... either, do we? Or they don't like us.
No, Bromley don't like us, do they? It's that thing about Rhys Murphy going in on their goalkeeper, or not going in on their goalkeeper, as the case may be, but yeah, weird bunch. Hope they go up. Let them go.
Yeah, we should probably talk about that, shouldn't we? That's going a bit. The old promotion race out of National League has gone a bit crazy this afternoon, with Gateshead being told they're not allowed to compete in the playoffs. Because their ground, the council wouldn't guarantee that they would be in the stadium for the next 10 years.
10 years, yeah. I was reading just before we came on about Gateshead Council has put out a statement that says they're in the process of basically trying to get a new operator in for the stadium. And they didn't want to preempt anything that new operator would do. But they said to I assume they say it to the EFL, because it's the EFL they've got to convince, I think. But they said to them that, yeah, they do everything in their power, but they couldn't 100% cast iron guarantee it, because they don't know who the operator is going to be yet.
They said that they offered the EFL a 10-year assurance, but said a new operator would have a break clause, to which the EFL have gone, well, that's not a 10-year insurance then, is it? Mm. That's not 10 years. If there's a break clause in it after five, it's not 10 years. And so, yeah, it's shambolic of the highest order. The fact that this application would have had to have gone in by November, I think I'm right in saying. So all National League clubs, and that will include us next season, have to apply for appropriate assurances that they would be allowed to be promoted by November. And then March rolls around, and then that's the point at which decisions are made. So this has been brewing for at the minimum a month and a half, if not since November. And for it to happen 2 days before the playoffs are supposed to start. And then the shambles that sort of unraveled from it.
Yeah.
Solihull are given the bye and said, well, that's the quarterfinal, so you crack on through. And everyone went, well, hang on a minute, Altrincham have finished higher above Solihull. And so the National League have gone, oh, yeah, sorry, that's right. So Altrincham can have the bye.
Oh, Altrincham, I've forgotten about them, yeah.
Sorry, yeah, sorry, lads. And then Solihull, you now go and play whoever Altrincham are going to play. And so Gateshead aren't going to play, so their lawyers will be interested. Halifax are now playing on a different day. They were told they were playing on the Tuesday, now they're playing on the Wednesday, despite having made arrangements to have training and and accommodation and all the rest of it, everything sorted for the Tuesday. Now they're playing on the Wednesday against somebody different. Barnet have got a different opponent in their semi. Like, what? It, no. It's 2 days before it's all supposed to start, you idiots. It is just the most shambolic. It's the most National League-y National League thing to ever happen. It is pathetic of the highest order. Nobody comes out of it looking good again. The sooner we get our own 10-year assurances and get ourselves out of this godforsaken setup, the better for everybody concerned.
National League spokesman Mr. R. McDonald said.
Clans, aren't they?
Absolute clans.
Avely snuck in. In National League South, didn't they?
Can we not dwell too much on Avely? So Jonathan Adams, who's on Twitter, was stood next to me in the second half. And he kept tapping me on the shoulder, saying, Avely is still winning, you know, I don't want to go back there. It's like, you guys say to me, no one's making you go. So, no, it's not mandatory. You don't have to go there. But I genuinely fear for John's safety. If Avely get promoted, I'm not sure how the man's going to cope, to be honest with you.
I don't see it happening.
They were one of the teams. It was like, let's thank God we're out of this league. Yeah. You're going to follow us up.
Yeah.
And they'll moan about it as well. Oh, got to go to Yeovil.
Yeah. But Hampton. Hospitality, what happened to Hampton?
Yeah.
He just completely imploded. Yeah. Well, when we played them at their place, I think we beat them at their place, didn't we? They were absolutely.
It was when we played them at home. They were one of the teams.
Oh,
that
that's right. Yeah, when we played them at home. Yeah.
There was a point where we were looking for them to lose.
Yeah.
To stop them squeaking up towards us at the top.
Yeah.
And then since the 16th of March, they won one game, and that was against Dover.
Yeah. I think us lot could probably put up a fight against Dover, I think, from what I saw.
Anyway, all Bath, aren't we?
Yeah.
Jerry Gill's Roman Army.
I think so. Yeah.
I don't.
There's no one else in there no one else in there.
Nah, I don't want Forest Green on Boxing Day. Forest Green on Boxing Day is rubbish.
I know, it'd be
Forest Green on any day is rubbish, I think.
Also that.
Yeah.
It'll be nice to have a local gate, like, because we haven't got the Torquay one.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be nice to have Weymouth. One that is that is closer for that occasion. Because they were good fun. It was nice going to Bath. What else happened yesterday, Dave? Is there anything else? Jake Hyde came on.
Yeah.
And Will Dawes.
Yeah, they both looked quite lively. I thought they didn't look like broken players. There was a moment where Jake Hyde, I think he went to have a shot and he didn't quite connect with it, and he let out a roar of frustration. So if there was somebody who was definitely straining every sinew, I would argue it was Jake Hyde.
He had to go up the hill.
Yes, when he got in a golf cart, which is actually a courtesy car. There was actually a golf cart waiting at the bottom of the hill to take people who, maybe there were a couple of older Yeovil fans who climbed in and got a lift up the hill. So,
older than you?
Older than me, yeah. It's hard to believe that there is someone older than me, but there was, yeah. Yeah, old father time. That's who it was. Old father time climbed in the golf cart.
And Frank Newble didn't come on.
No, he didn't.
Wrecking the perfect season.
Yeah, so it's only Morgan Williams.
Only Morgan Williams played in every game.
Yeah.
Every league game.
Yeah. He gave away a
Morgan Williams.
Frank gave away a pair of his boots, which made it onto the party boat on the Thames later that night. And I saw a video of someone drinking a can of Holston out of Frank Newble's boot. Didn't pour it into the boot.
Yeah.
The can was in the boot, and then
not a proper shoey.
Not a proper shoey. No. So Will Dawes, did all right. ran around a bit. Thought he looked all right.
That's Will Dawes.
Yeah, exactly. Will Dawes. Will Dawes doing Will Dawes things. It was a pretty forgettable afternoon, with the exception of the fact that we won, I think. Don't ask me much more about it, because I really can't remember anything more.
We've done about 20 minutes on it. A bit of National League news in the middle of it. But...
Yeah.
Well, there we go. The season's over.
Yeah. Over in a Dover.
Dover and out.
We've got to start thinking about next season now.
I need to lie down. I need to lie down. And now
lie down on the train back.
No, because my train back from Dover was only 10 minutes because I was staying in Folkestone. I got the train to
Folkestone.
I got the train to Folkestone, and then I went down. I sat on Folkestone Beach in a deck chair. That was quite unusual. No, not many people doing that on Saturday night, I wouldn't have thought. But yeah, had a few drinks. And,
is it one of those
yeah.
like comically large deck chairs?
There were some of those about, but no. Yeah. This was a regular size deck chair. So, one of those kind of places. They've got lots of like shipping containers that have been turned into bars and things like that. You know, so
yeah,
that kind of vibe to it. But but many others. Were headed off to London and onto the Thames boat, which I don't think the police were called. No large sea monsters emerged from the. I got pulled up on that in the pub. Are we monsters? Are we? It's like, are you what? I was really confused, and then this photo was thrust in my face, and I was like, oh, okay, no, I think. Just whatever AI game. What did you actually search for?
I think I searched for show me some police in the River Thames trying to arrest mythical creatures or something like that. You've got to put something a little bit weird in there. I mean, as if see police in the River Thames isn't weird enough. You need to put something a little bit interesting in.
Yeah, that'd be why then.
No, they're not monsters.
No, they're not monsters at all. Very nice people. And I do think that Pop World may possibly go out of business if it wasn't for them. I think they've frequented every Pop World in Great Britain, quite possibly. And
there can't be that many Pop Worlds at the National League South destinations that we've played out this season.
You know how some people go around the globe collecting Disney Worlds?
Yeah.
I just love the idea of these guys going around collecting Pop Worlds.
Yeah. Oh no, they've been to quite a significant number of them, but
the Avely Pop World.
Yeah, maybe not on a Monday night. I think it might have to be a weekend affair. I'd have thought that there's for them to go to a Pop World, but yeah, they're committed to the Pop World. I have to say.
Dunbar. Right. Should we take any questions?
Go
there's
on.
Quite a lot. There's quite a lot.
Is there?
Yeah. James Drew, what away day are you looking forward to next season?
Gateshead.
How far is Fylde for you, Dave?
I could probably walk it in an hour. I could probably drive it. Well, not probably. I definitely drive it in about between 5 and 10 minutes. So, yeah.
All these northern teams.
I know.
How is it a 5 to 10 hour... 5 to 10 minute walk, but an
drive.
Yeah, but how is it an hour walk?
Maybe a little bit more than an hour.
How slow do you walk?
Well, no, let me see. I'm gonna Google map it from here.
Okay.
And see how
all right.
Look at these. I'm looking forward to potentially Altrincham, maybe Gateshead, Oldham could do that. Rochdale, Hartlepool, Fylde, York. There's at least one decent northern team coming up. Well, Tamworth isn't really northern, is it? But if Scunthorpe come up as well, got all these northern games. Let's go. What are you looking forward to, Ian? What away day are you looking forward to?
Bath
and Forest Green. Any more northern, you'll get a nosebleed.
Aldershot. We enjoyed Aldershot when we were out there. Mm? That's what Callum Harriott scored for you.
Yeah.
Remember that.
He scored that goal. That holding shot.
I think it's probably the last goal he scored.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah, it might be nice to go to Woking. See us do something there. Just going to be nice to be in a league that's not all tin pot.
Yeah, Southend's a proper football club. I mean, run by an idiot, but it's a proper football club and it's art.
Who does run Southend these days?
Still that idiot, isn't it?
Is still, it? Still there? Line?
I think so.
Okay, well, I've underestimated my distance from File because it says it's a 17-minute drive. Yeah. And Google Maps says it's 2 hours, 40 minutes walk. But I reckon it's quicker than that. Challenge my work is no more than half an hour's walk from Fylde, and I could walk to my work in an hour. So I reckon, hour and a half.
Okay. Jordan Henley, if the club announced a pre-season tour abroad, which country would you fancy visiting most to watch the Gloves?
Let's do, well, a Scottish tour would be helpful for us up here. It has to be another country. That'd be nice.
Tour abroad.
Abroad Scotland to get the referendum.
I would quite like an Irish tour. Republic of Ireland. I think that would be,
to
quite
be sure.
A nice one. Yeah.
Okay.
Are we going, where are you going then, Ian? You're going somewhere far more exotic than that. You're going to Australia. You're going to do what those poor, tired Premier League footballers who can't play replays but can fly to Melbourne 3 days after the Premier League season's over and play a game there.
I think we should do a West Coast America.
West Coast America? Okay, right.
Yeah.
Where we started? San Diego, work your way up, or San Francisco and work your way down?
I reckon San Fran worked down, actually.
Yeah? Because then you're going downhill then, aren't you? So.
Yeah. It was all downhill. Finish off in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Okay.
Fly on back.
I was also thinking Malta. I don't know why Malta, but.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
There we go. Yovel Glover, George. I think I missed a cutoff for last week's questions. He did. But not all of the players from this season who featured received a medal for one reason or another. Who do you guys think should have got one but didn't? P.S. Dover's further than you think.
Dover is a long way. It's even further from Dave. So obviously, there is, as far as I understand it, the club are just given X number of medals.
Yeah, that's right.
They can give them to whoever they want.
That's also right.
Is that right? So, I guess the people,
for everyone who played a part.
No, I guess the people that played the highest number of games. I mean, Sonny Cox played over 10 games. I guess he doesn't get one. Scored a couple of goals. Josh Staunton played a dozen or so games. Doesn't get one.
Sendles White get one? No, that's all saying.
Played five times.
I wouldn't have thought anyone who's not contracted to the club would get one.
Yeah. Will Buse might be arguably one who could get one. I think he played nine times twice. In the end. Played six league games. So I guess them. I mean, I don't think anybody's missed out, really, per se.
Well, we don't know who's not got them, really, do we?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, unless...
for us to answer that.
Yeah. I mean, they may have posted one to Josh Staunton, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Josh Staunton probably lives nearer the ground than most people in the team, doesn't he?
So I don't know.
Probably
I guess
walk up and get one.
I guess he's the name. I guess he's the name. I'm not fussed if JMD doesn't get one. I'm not fussed if Zach Bell doesn't get one. I'm not fussed if Sendles White, Courtney Senior, Duncan Idahan, Jamari Clark get one. Genesini got one because he was there and has been brilliant since he came in. Sonny Cox, maybe a couple of goals for him, played 11 times and has gone on to do a nice thing. Those are the two names, aren't they? Staunton and Cox.
Yeah, I'd agree with Sonny, I think. Yeah. And Staunton, as much for what he did before as what he did.
Yeah, true.
This season.
Mr. Barry Pilot, should you guys win the league, where are you flying off to straight after?
Can I just say, right, Can I just say, there is something to be said for the incredible level of efficiency that professional footballers have at the end of a season. Have you ever tried to organise anything in a group chat, let alone getting from Dover to Gatwick within an hour of finishing a game of football on a specific day to get a specific flight as a group to Barcelona?
It's probably quite easy, though, knowing that you're going to be in this place on this day. It's hard enough trying to get people in one place at one time, but if they know they're all there...
How do you go about booking it? Does one person book it all and then everyone pays one back? Who's in charge of this? One person books all them. You think, like, who's in charge? You think Charlie Cooper's just bought, like, 20 flights and then said, here you go, lads, pay me back? Also, when did they book it? Pre or post confirmed title? Because that is ballsy if they booked it before we'd won the damn thing.
Maybe it's a lastminute.com deal.
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
It's a Morgan Williams header deal. But...
Yeah. I'd like a city break. I think Barcelona was a great choice. Somewhere where there's still a couple of big games on the go. Milan would have been one, because it's the Inter AC Milan derby tomorrow.
It's El Clasico tonight, then.
El Clasico tonight, although that's in Madrid.
Madrid's a nice pal.
That would have been on my list. I would have gone to a city where there was some late season football still to go to.
Like Bromley.
not Gateshead.
No.
Yeah, I booked a trip to Gateshead.
Juicy.
Yeah, sorry. Let the heed play.
Where am I? Here we go. Clyde Best. I feel the season ticket price for next season is very good value, but do you think the lack of monthly payment plan could be a missed opportunity to max sales? So the season ticket prices are out, up on last year, but we're up a league, so you expect a bit of an increase. And you know, I think the quality that we've seen this year, hopefully people will think worthwhile.
Here's the thing, right? It's actually up on the season before's as well, ever so slightly, not by a huge amount. But I've seen so few moans. Yeah, it has been wonderful. How wonderful is that? Because people are willing to say, do you know what? If we're seeing football that's worth it, if we're seeing a standard, seeing a team that cares, seeing an atmosphere and feeling an environment that cares, it's worth it. We've said it so many times. Yeovil has got the people, has got the support. So, yeah, it's a rise. The payment plan thing's always a bit weird. They've had trouble with payment plan stuff before, haven't they? Like external companies.
Yeah, I think you need like a provider and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it becomes credit-based then and stuff like that, doesn't it? Which is a bit weird. It would have been nice.
Interest on that as well, isn't there?
Of course, in a very strange cost of living crisis that we're in, yes, anything that makes paying easier is a good thing. But I do understand that it's a bit quirky to organise and not necessarily as cut and dry as it could be. But yeah, I maybe do agree.
Clyde also asks, what would be your best El Clasico name next season for Yeovil Town versus York? There's a face from Ben.
God. Here's as the
do
National League.
Do we have to, Co? Yeah.
Here we go again, Co. I am making my official petition right now. I think we need to play York first and second, home and away. Get it out of the way. Get it done. There's going to be drama. Nobody wants the drama. He shed, she shed. Sea shed?
Sea shed. On the seashore.
Sea shed.
Jesus. Get it rid of it. It's done. It's dusted. If we draw them in the cup, definitely don't have a replay. I just want it to be over already.
We don't want this, Ako.
Nah.
Here's what you could have had, Ako.
Okay. Sorry, just scrolling. Here's you. Given all the 5-year plans changed every 2 years under Fry, I'm fairly cynical about club philosophies issued by chairman. But what do you feel about Martin Hellier's line that we'll be looking to a route of players with fresh young legs rather than expensive veterans next term?
My guess is that that's not necessarily a Martin Hellier line, that that's come from a conversation that I would hope he's had with Mark Cooper. And Mark Cooper has his analytics, and Mark Cooper said, look, we need to maybe be a bit more dynamic, maybe need to spread some of the money out in a slightly different way. Now, we've obviously freed up one expensive wage off the wage bill and maybe a couple more over the course of the summer. Actually, with young people that fit certain metrics, money goes further. You might get an extra person out of it. You might get a bit more depth out of it, or an extra loanee or something. I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all. And we've seen with certain young players, when they join us, Morgan Williams, Matt Worthington, that they can become true clubmen, really. So I don't hate it. I don't hate it at all. Going to need to be on it next season from day dot. Recruitment has not been bad so far this year, has it?
No, I think Mark Cooper talked about characters, though, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Similar Darren Sowell line. And I think that's probably where we got caught out in the National League the last time, from not having enough of those, not expensive but veterans, but not having enough of those experienced players with a bit of nous. That I do think we need that.
We do.
Had it this season, but I do think you need them. Every team needs a blend, right? I think if you have a team of youngsters.
But you could argue that, and again, I'll use the two same players, Williams and Worthington, that they have gone from being inexperienced, lack of nous, to a few years later under Cooper, they've had a relegation, they've had a promotion, they've probably gained an awful lot of experience in nous in that, and that might be what we're asking of them. And then you sprinkle in some Michael Smith, you sprinkle in some Frank Nublay and people that have been there and done it and got some T-shirts. Yeah, blend is right. I don't mind the idea of going after young players.
Anything to add, Dave?
No, nothing to add on that. There is a question on Facebook from Dillot Moore, which says, with the financial backing from the chairman, do you think it's important, more important, to sign an older, more experienced striker, potentially more injury prone, or risk a younger bulletproof striker who's inexperienced?
Like, bulletproof? Where the hell are you playing?
It's like Bruce Willis, isn't it?
RoboCop up front.
Yeah.
Why not both?
Yeah.
That would be my answer to that. And I still think there's a place for Reece Murphy to be maybe one of those, and look at the players that we have been able to bring in. The fact that we could make a phone call and get a Sonny Cox, or could make a phone call and get a Jamari Clark and score a couple of goals for us. There's players out there. Lots of scouting, lots of agents, lots of people trying to get their players good moves. And I bet we're a better prospect than we were 12 months ago to be a potential place for a young player like that.
And 24 months ago as well.
And 10 years ago.
Yeah. Okay, I think that might be all. Oh, no, it's not. Abby Carter, what does your release look like? Release list, I think this should be, look like. Being totally honest, treating it as if the current loans in the crop were our own. Day.
Keep. This is a retained list.
Yeah, release or retain.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'll bash them out and you say, here we go. Day.
Okay. Keep.
Keep.
Genesini.
Keep.
Keep.
Smith.
Keep.
Williams.
Keep. I'm, this is go, most only
of them,
going. I'm going to say.
Already.
Yeah.
Wannell.
Keep him.
Whittle.
Keep him.
Alston.
Keep him.
Dave?
Yeah. I'm agreeing. You can't see me. I'm not along.
Should we just do the ones that might be up for debate?
Yeah, go on. Which ones?
Jordan Stevens.
I'd release him. I think, yeah, if he was going to be
badly, if he'd got over the,
he was going to be the player,
was able to stay fit,
yeah.
But you can't risk. I don't know if you do have a if you do have a similar budget to this year, you can't risk having players who spend so much time off the pitch. I mean, we loved Lawson Diaz,
and yeah, we did
spent
yeah.
so much time injured that, you know, you can argue that we probably should have cut some of that sentimentality and not had him around, really, because his record showed he was never going to be fit.
Hmm. Josh Hours.
Well, I want to keep Josh, but I don't think he'll stay.
Yeah, I think he might make that decision. And the same with Will Dawes as well. I think he might want to play more than he's likely to.
They are both just about young enough for me to keep them and potentially loan them. I think we're going to need the depth. I don't think we can have a squad of 19 next season. Don't think it's going
to
work.
Want to be the depth.
No, yeah, and that's perfectly fine, and I appreciate that. But at the moment, I would keep them both and maybe look at National League South loans. Give them both to Bath or to somebody at that level and say, give them 90 minutes every week, but we might need them back at some point.
Here's one then. Will Buse.
Exactly the same. Exactly the same. Keep him, but be prepared to let him go somewhere. But again, I'm not sure if he's going to be... He is under contract.
If you've got no intention of using him because you're going to send him out on loan, what's the point in keeping him?
Yeah, it's a very fair point, and goalkeepers are 10 to the dozen. So if something were to happen today, we could go and get 3 tomorrow without really worrying about it.
Today. Something happened today. It works.
It works.
Yeah.
Didn't even try.
No.
Yeah.
Alex Fisher.
Keep him.
I think let the man go. I said it last time. I think his story is so perfect now. His story is finished. Perfect way to go out. Jake Hyde?
He can go.
Yeah, I think he'll go.
Yeah, I think he'll go as well.
So I'm going to be completely blooming hypocritical here. But Jake Hyde made more appearances this season than Alex Fisher.
Yeah. Yeah.
A sentimental game, football.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Don't fall in love with footballers.
Jake Hyde played more minutes, 726 to Alex Fisher's 698. Crazy, isn't it?
Big goals as well as
he did score big goals. Yeah, he did.
Anyway, should we move on?
JMD can go. He can go as well. That's the only one I was going to mention.
Are there any football-y ones on Facebook, Dave? Because I've got
not really, no.
Okay. Should we finish off with a food one? Unless you can quickly see.
Well, I've got some other ones on Facebook, but nothing really football related.
Okay. Well, there's Ryan Crouch's, your personal podcast highlight of the season.
That's not about football, is it?
Well, it's it's not about food.
Oh, well, okay, yeah. All right. Go on then.
What's your personal podcast highlight of the season?
Oh, going to the FCA's.
Yes.
That was awesome.
Yeah. At the Anfield. It was that was a good night. Just watching Ben get more and more irate as more and more esports awards were handed out. Hey, not out in sport. Yeah. That would be a highlight. And also Ben's, was it 19-day podcast that he did after the before the pink day? I still haven't listened to all of it. I've been doing it in 2-hour blocks ever since he did it. He's not going to come back now, is he?
Nope.
No.
I've enjoyed I enjoyed the season kickoff with Alex Fisher. I enjoyed the pre-season kickoff with Seb White. And I think as well, what I've enjoyed is hearing so many different, we've had quite a lot of different teams on. It's quite hard to hide people in the National League sometimes, but we've been able to get pretty much most of the teams.
We had like Stoneham's chairman on, and someone from Didcot. It was like, that was quite cool.
The manager from Didcot, wasn't it?
We did have the Didcot manager, didn't we? Yeah.
I think we've done the game we're looking forward to most next year. Where does this team rank in all-time YTFC teams, not just on talent, but also the fan-player connection? Dave, you've seen all teams of Yeovil Town since 1895, which...
I'm going to put it in the top five or six, I would say. I put it up there with the, all the successful teams, I think I would put it up there. So obviously, the one that I always bang on about, 2003, 2013, 2007. And I'd put Darren Sahl's first season team in there as well. I was like, I like that team. With Murphy, Duffus, Hippolyte, all of those kind of people. Wilco and Colin. Charlie Lee, yeah. I like that team. Did like that team.
I think the connection of the connection with this team is a lot closer than other teams, which I think makes it feel that higher. But then if you look back and think we had a team that was consistently in League One, it's on paper that team is would be much better than this team. But I think just for that connection, certainly the seasons that I've been watching Yeovil, it would be well up there.
Ben's nodding, so we agree.
I haven't seen a lot of it. Yeah.
Non-footballing highlight off the pitch of the season.
What in life or?
No, in the football, off the pitch of the
off the Yeovil Town pitch.
Yeah, it's Pink Day. Pink Day. Yeah, definitely. That whole week was magic.
Dave's nodding as well. This has really got an end of season feel to it.
I know, I'm tired. It's been a long few days.
Get to the food ones. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on a second. Dankabell, you've got one member of the YTFC squad to take on your summer family holiday. Who are you taking?
Summer family holiday? Yeah. Who's good with the kids?
I reckon Frank Newblade would be quite good.
It's got to be Frank or Sonny, hasn't it? Because they can do the football training with the kids. What's we go to the bar?
A safe pair of hands.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I reckon Frank would be good value.
You take Frank. I'll take Sonny. You take Jode. Ian. Sorted.
I'll take Sonny.
Well, fine. I'll take Jode then. Goalies Union.
they get mixed up.
I thought
together,
you were a striker.
Yeah.
Which of the grounds in National League South did you enjoy visiting the most this season?
Gloucester.
In the National League South.
Come on, Dave, you went to most
all of them.
The Castlereagh and Wrexham.
I like Hampton and I like St Albans. As places and football clubs, they had proper non-leaguey vibes to them, I think. And so St Albans, I'd probably pick if you're asking me for one.
We are.
He was
the question.
Exactly.
St Albans. Final answer. St Albans.
I'm gonna go with Bath.
Yeah, that was the one I was disappointed I didn't get to. Yeah.
Okay. And if you're able to kick off next season right now with no additions to the squad, how well do you think they'd do?
Win it.
Mid table.
And the FA Trophy. We'd win that and all.
Okay. Food question.
Go on.
This is from Dexter Tyson. What are your thoughts on cold custard put on top of a hot apple crumble? Tyson Towers earlier. It was a 50-50 split around the dinner table. Personally, always needs to be hot.
Yeah, it's got to be warm.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Cold custard's just disgraceful.
Yeah.
I think whoever went for it should be thrown out of Tyson Towers and never allowed back in again. Sorry.
Wow.
It's extreme, but it's 100% around the Glover's cast.
Yeah.
Towers. Custard should be hot.
Yeah.
Is that the end of the food questions?
Yeah, that was the only food question.
One thing that's been missing from the end of this season that I think is a gaping hole in the end of season shenanigans. Some damn awards.
Hey, do we have any?
We do.
Oh, I thought we might.
Live right now on theGloverscast.co.uk, the Glovies 23-24 Champions Edition are live. We're keeping it fairly simple. We simply want you to vote for your Player of the Year, Young Player of the Year, and Goal of the Season. Player of the Year is open to any player who played 25 or more times throughout the course of the season, whilst Young Player of the Year is open to anyone who is 23 or younger on the final day of the season and played more than 10 times throughout the course of the campaign. Sorry, Courtney Senior, you don't make either. Voting is available right now and will be available until we record on Thursday night. And then it'll be done and dusted. And then on Friday morning, you will hear the winners. Goal of the Season was ridiculously hard to narrow down. Ridiculously hard.
We've How many got... you narrow it down to in the end?
10.
10, wow.
And it could have genuinely been 15. It could have easily been 15. I've did it.
It people if you were hate... sticking up for headers, weren't they? You know, well, you had to have some headed goals in there.
It's got to be a good header to get into a Goal of the Season shortlist. But yeah. There's a header in there. There's a header in there. I won't spoil it. You've got to go and have a look yourself. If you are angry at the selections, you can only be angry at me because I compiled the shortlist. If there was one that you missed and you wanted to have something else in, well, tough. Not in. Doesn't make it.
If you can't vote for the Crabble Burger in the Man of the Match, then you can't vote for that either.
Correct. So go and vote. You haven't got long to vote. Go to the website and vote for your player, Young Player, and Goal of the Season. The Glovies are back. Who's going to take the awards off of Josh Staunton, Owen Bevan, one young player, and...
Morgan Williams.
So Morgan Williams won the year before.
Oh, was it? In association with Twitch.
Yeah. Tom Knowles did the season before, did the double the season before. Then Morgan Williams, Staunton, and Bevan, one young player last year. So we're going to crown some new champions, some new title holders for the champions of the National League South.
Do it. Go vote, people.
Cheers, lads.
See you.
Looking forward to the Glovies. Put on your suits.
And with a quick turn, skipper Alex Dock slams it in.
There's Lindegaard making Forrest back pedal. Davis looking to help it into the path of Morris. He's found him via the deflection. It's Aaron Davis. He could win it. He probably has won it for Yeovil.
Oh, and it's an opening goal. What a start. Manon, after just 6 minutes, gives Yeovil the lead.
Stansfield, good turn away from Troy.